Hey there. Hi, can I speak with
Hello.
Justin? Justin,
This is Justin.
my name is Thomas Mark. Can you hear me properly?
Yeah, I can hear you.
All right. So I see that you're looking to set up a new website for your business. Yeah, so I
That's
just
the
got
idea.
Yep, so I got that inquiry on Bark, and I read out your information as well, so I'm pretty interested in working with you on that. So would you like to tell me more about it, like what exactly you're looking for?
Sure. Okay. I was looking at designing a I was looking at designing a website. Basically, what we wanted to do was we wanted to use the source code for OnlyFans, which we there's a whole thing you can grab the whole source code
All right.
from this group that basically just does carbon copies.
All right.
So if we had the source code for OnlyFans and we wanted to do a site that was like that in principle, but not in the exact carbon copy, like not a point by point, but something that was more directed towards a specific fan base, what would that entail? Like, would we use AWS? Like, what would we do?
Well, that's a simple thing. Like, you can create that website on WordPress. So, like, WordPress would cover like all of your things that you need to inquire. Sorry, you need to integrate onto the site. So, WordPress is something which allows you to do anything onto your website, and it's something which does not cost you a lot, which is not going to cost you a lot too. So, like, you can easily finish this job like within a week or two. So, like, that's not a hard thing for anyone, even for us too.
Right. Now, like, if we wanted to have this kind of thing, the same thing that OnlyFans has, where it has like videos and it has backups, it's using like all of that and has payment methods and all of those things. Would that be the exact thing that we would want to use for that, or would there be a better, more efficient option?
Of course, there's always a better option because you can upgrade your site whenever you want because there are a lot more things that we can do with the site. But of course, once we finish the initial step, and then we can check like what is the feedback that you get from people. So based on that, if there is any update required, we'll definitely go ahead and update the whole website for you. But before that, what I have in mind for you that will definitely cover what exactly you want. So I'm pretty confident.
Okay, sounds good.
So if I may ask, like you mentioned that you need the services urgently, so are you working with a deadline? Like how soon do you need it?
I would like it sooner rather than later because I know that there's other people that have a very kind of similar notion of doing this. So I'd like to get ahead on them and kind of cut them off before they could establish themselves.
All right, so you mean like you're not starting right now?
Like we would like to we'd like to probably start as soon as is reasonably feasible, but I need to know how much this is going to cost and all of this. I already know that the to get the source code is going to cost. Give me one second. Let me get in front of my computer and I'll be able to tell you exactly how much that's going to cost
Please. Okay.
for the at least for the source code because this is a for 100%. So give me one second here to grab this information.
Yeah, sure. If you tell me the budget, then it will be much easier for me to know like what sort of budget you have. So based on that, I'm trying to give you something like which is under your budget. Like, of course, I would love to work under your budget.
Sure. Let me see here. Let me grab this. Because when we were looking at it originally, we were looking at like maybe like something under like 5K or something like that, with
That's too
the
much.
website and all the rest of that.
That's too much. That's too much. That can be done like within 1500. That's it. You don't have to spend a lot of money on it to be very sure about it. Well, if someone has given you already that much of a price cost on it, but of course, like there is always a work like which can be done in 10,000 too. But that is something which is so big. But what you are telling me about, like what you need, that can easily be done under 2K. That's it. Like
under
literally
2K?
Everything. Yeah, like literally everything. Like, dude, whatever you mentioned. So, like, there will be no other costs which will be applied on it. There won't be any monthly charges on it because you will be the owner of your website, and I will provide you the back-end access of the website too, so you can easily log into your back-end of the website and easily manage everything. And there will be two separate accounts because, of course, people will be creating account on your website as well. So based on that, you will have a super admin account. So with the help of that super admin account, you can keep an eye on each and every account which has been created. You can keep an eye on what state they're coming in, what PC they're using, what tablet they're using or mobile phone they're using, or you can make changes to the website. You can upload new things. You can downgrade new things. So easily, like, it's some sort of back-end system, like a CMS portal. I would call it CMS, like content management system. So you can easily do that yourself. And in the end, by the end of the day, once the project is finished, it is yours. It is not that doesn't belong to us. Like, we give you the ownership rights for it. So there won't be any monthly charges or yearly charges associated with it.
So my biggest question would be, because, like, this is let me bring this up here. Sorry about this. I didn't actually expect you guys to call me back as soon as you did. So I didn't have, like any of my stuff kind of up. So basically, I mean, effectively, what we would need for this is like this site that's specifically designed so that we could basically, you know, function effectively like OnlyFans, but targeted directly towards the fandom. So like, you know, our personalized banners and markings and things like that, anything that we want on that, but also like because OnlyFans being the type of site that it is. We need age verification and all the rest of that, and that needs to be done at, like, maybe an EU standard.
Don't worry about it. Those integrations which has been done onto that site, that will be done on your site too.
Okay.
Yeah, each and everything.
So
like if we have a big reference like OnlyFans, of course, we have to follow each and everything. And I would just basically tell you that OnlyFans was made on WordPress or not. So, yes, it was made on WordPress. So, of course, we can follow all of that and the basic integrations which are needed from your site that can easily be done under the cost that I offered you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That sounds great. And do you guys offer also mobile application development, or should I reach out to someone else?
Absolutely, yes. We would love to. Like, we work on mobile applications too, but yeah. If you have like a 5K sort of a budget, you can get an app in that price, like a complete mobile app, Android or Apple.
We probably wouldn't need it at first, I guess. Not as such, but a mobile app would definitely be something that we would want something like that kind of designed.
Yeah, definitely. But finish this website first, and let's see, like, what sort of once you get there,
before we start, like,
correct. That's my point. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I would suggest you that because
you could do this whole thing, and the thing would be up and ready to go. Like, I could, you know, have people uploading videos, and you know, effectively making sure that they get
sure
they can have subscribers, all of that stuff, and you know, that we can have absolutely everything, right?
As like OnlyFans has their Instagram and Twitter associated, integrated onto the website, and we will also do that. We will create a different login area for every client because, like me, like the person who doesn't have an account with you, I can not see any content until I log in and create an account with you. So this is something which needs to be done. And people can easily sign in through their Twitter, sign in through their Google account, or sign in with different, even Facebook account too, if you want to. Like, OnlyFans doesn't offer, like, Facebook logins, or they doesn't have a Facebook page integrated onto their site. But if you want that, we can do that too. But Facebook is an open source, just like Instagram and Twitter.
I prefer not on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd prefer to stick to, like, you know, like Instagram and Twitter and things like that.
Correct.
But more importantly, I just want to make sure that, like, we can have the whole thing where, like, they can get paid and, you know, for their subscriptions.
Easily.
You know,
only what you need to take care of is to just to get the merchant. You just need to get the merchant, and we will integrate that onto the site. And even we can help you out getting the merchant, too. Stripe would work. So people can pay you through debit card, credit card, PayPal, Cash App, or any payment module and any payment method you want to integrate. We can do that. No problem.
Okay. And so we'd probably want to use PayPal for that.
All right.
If we could use PayPal as our merchant.
All right. No problem. You can even use your personal PayPal, too.
Yeah. We'd probably want to, you know, I mean, I'd want this to be kind of set up somewhat differently.
And it's also going to be a monthly subscription on your website, too?
Yes, it'll be a monthly subscription with tiers of subscription that will unlock different
videos
different
and stuff.
Things.
Yeah.
Well, it will be a thing that will basically that people will create their account, they'll create their content,
mm-hmm.
and then they'll have, you know, people will pay them for their content, and then they'll pay us for a monthly subscription to this.
That's a good thing. So that there's another question in my mind. What about the content of your website? Like, how you're going to provide us the content? For example, like, you're going to put blogs on your website too. You're going to do the branding for your business as well. Branding like logo design, business cards, letterheads, envelopes.
Yeah.
If you need that, would you require that too?
We've got people to develop the general sort of like banners and things like that.
We can do that too.
Okay.
If you want,
that's good to know that you guys can do that.
All I need from you would be content of the site, because it's your business and you know better than us,
right?
Like, what exactly you need to put on the site.
So basically, this is what I would like to see happen.
Mm-hmm.
So I would like to see my client be able to upload content, share posts, just generally a social media site in that way,
mm-hmm.
but
mm-hmm.
with everything locked behind basically a paywall that they determine. So...
All right, so that's something which is going to be completely automated, right?
Well, that system will basically be something that they'll effectively say, like, okay, I want to create, you know, I'm creating videos, and you are going to sub to my, you know, effectively say, like, they're subbing to someone's OnlyFans.
All right.
And their OnlyFans has, like, you know, whatever package they have.
Yeah, got it. And how about marketing your website? Do you have any plans for that?
Since it's going to be a fan-based kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
and this is going to be directed towards the furry fandom,
mm-hmm.
as a whole,
mm-hmm.
We're in contact with larger names, larger content creators in that, and we were going to kind of give them a head start.
All right.
Kind of give them, like, a premium account, but, like, without having to pay premium price, you know?
Just kind of giving
them an account, right?
So basically, you're going to, like, get the fame from the content creators through this,
yeah,
right?
and then have them push the site out there and say, like, hey, come join this. I have some, you know, I have some content on here. Maybe that content is a little bit more racy than, like, YouTube or, you know,
like
or
influencer marketing, right?
Yeah, influencer marketing would be how we would approach this.
Correct.
I just want to make sure that, like, we actually get what we're looking for on this, because I'd hate to spend the money and it just not be what I'm looking for. That's why I'm a little bit over-explaining, so I'm sorry if it seems like I'm just going over the same thing, but I just want to make
No. I truly appreciate this information, and I am, like, really understanding what exactly you want, and thank you for that all of that information. So that basically makes me understand all of it. So just to let you know, like how we work is like first we understand like what you want, and we have been in the business for more than 6-7 years, and I personally am doing this business, and I am in this industry for more than 10 years now. So I'm pretty excited to work on this, and there's a whole bunch of a team under me who will be working with you on this whole project of yours, and you will be connected with them as well. You're going to create an account on our website, and you can look at it too, and once you pay, so we can start work on it. And first, I'm going to send you the website questionnaire that you guys need to fill out based on your requirements, based on your things that you have in mind. You can put that in the form, and you can send it back to us.
A real quick question. So that I'm trying to take some notes as well, just to, like, so I have everything here. Would we need, like, because the thing is just, like, you know, I thought about using AWS because of the type of content that we are pushing out is very specific. Like that content is very, very specific towards like videos, mostly videos that people are going to create on on the site, right? So, and that all needs to be stored somewhere because it's persistent content. So it's not just on there and gone like Snapchat.
Right.
It's on there and it stays. So would we need something like AWS for that so that it can be expanded when necessary?
Yes,
we need more?
You might need it in future, like if you need to like upgrade the website to like this, what you are explaining to me. So you might need to switch to a web app. You don't need to switch, like, mandatory switch to a mobile app. You can definitely go ahead and switch to a web app where we can implement all these requirements you have. So, like, we can create a wireframe or see, we can simply switch your platform to custom PHP. So on custom PHP,
I just want to make sure that we have a good database and that we have good servers that we can, like, rely on. And if I need extra, I can just turn it on.
You need a VPS server for this because these kind of sites use the VPS server for hosting the website.
Did you say VPS?
Yeah, VPS.
All right, so, Victor, Paul, Sierra?
Right.
Okay. Right, so we need a VPS server for this.
Yeah, but that is something like which is needed once the website is about to go.
Once it's going live, and you guys will have everything all integrated and set up and ready to go.
Right. Perfect. Yep. But we might require.
And if I need to change anything,
you can ask us to do this for you, or you can easily do that yourself too. Because during the project, like once the project is going, you'll be getting posted along with the progress of the work on a daily basis. But we will be also giving you free training of how to manage the website from the back end yourself. So after the project is done, you can easily go ahead and take over and manage the site yourself.
Right. And this includes, I will need the ability for videos to be flagged for content violation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Like
that's a simple integration needed.
Any of that stuff, like, it should be very simple, but like because we're going to be basically adminning the site ourselves for a little bit until it's time to like really like you know turn it on, and if it goes well, then you know I want to make sure that this goes really well.
Yeah, for sure. You don't need to worry about it. Like I'll take care of that.
Okay.
I'm pretty confident. Because this sounds like really interesting to me. Interesting project it is.
Yeah, I want to do this, and like as I said, this is like some place where you know it's obviously this is for this particular fandom and designed for this.
Right. Understood.
Yeah. So that's good, and we'll. So how much did you say the cost would be for this?
Well, somewhere around like 15 to 2,000. Like you would need to pay that initially. so we can get this project started and get this finished like within a month or two maximum, because that's some sort of a big project, so that might take around a month or two to finish if we start as soon as possible. How soon do you need it?
The sooner the better, like I said.
All right. All right. So let's get started on this.
How much
real
did
quick.
You say this? All right. So how much did you say this was going
to
be?
15 to 2,000.
15 to 2K.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. 15 to on this. And how soon will we know exactly how much is it going to be? Like after I finish the questionnaire, and then we'll know. And as soon as I pay, you guys get started, right?
Yeah, you can pay that over the phone, so I can get you connected with the team. They're going to send you a welcome email along with the details of the package and along with the website questionnaire. So once I need to create an account
All
myself.
Right. Okay. Are you guys going to be taking 15 or 2K? Like, that's what I just need to know.
Well, it depends. Like, if you're doing it right now, I can apply some discount and make it less than 2K. I'll try my best to do it. Otherwise, it's going to be between, like, 1,700 or 1,800, somewhere between that.
1,700 or 1,800?
Yeah.
Okay. In that case, what's the website that I need to...
Orbit. Yeah. You ready?
Yeah. I'm good.
That is O as in Oscar, R as in Romeo, B as in Bravo, I as in India, T as in Tango. Then design... agency.com.
Orbit Design Agency.
Orbit Design Agency, right.
Yeah. Okay. All right, very good.
Let me know once you're on the site.
And you guys are located in San Jose, California?
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah, all right, very good. All right.
You can visit the site
here.
As right, well.
Good stuff. Sounds great. All right. Now. All right. All right, very good. I'm there.
All right, perfect. So you're coming from Tennessee.
Tennessee, yes, sir.
Perfect. So, see, like how I'm telling you that you're using a Windows 10 and that's a desktop PC, even I can have your locate your IP address as well. So that's how you can simply track your,
yep.
Not exactly track, like track your old clients as well by a simple implementation.
But, you know, if something were to happen and someone did something illegal on the site, I would want to be able to have those logs so I can basically turn it over to, like, whatever agency would need to resolve the issue.
Exactly.
And say, like, hey, look, you know, this does not, you know, we do this thing. I definitely need a, you know, if you are not 18, you know, you cannot be on the site, you know,
for
kind of
sure.
pop up.
For
or
sure,
whatever.
Yeah. For sure.
All of that legalese kind of stuff that doesn't actually hold any real water, but. Still, we have to have it on there to protect our ass.
Absolutely. that is mandatory.
Yes. I don't want, and I want everything, you know, stored, obviously, you know, not in my house, because, one, I don't want to set up a whole server array in my house, and two,
mm-hmm.
I definitely don't want to have to, like, deal with implications of someone putting something on a server that I don't want there, and then those questions being aimed
at me, going to ask your property. Whatever is whoever, even if they have like the premium account, if they're looking to post something, first you will approve it. Once you approve it, then it will be uploaded. Otherwise, it won't be uploaded.
Yeah, we want them to be able to upload like ad nauseum, like YouTube or like OnlyFans, where it's like it's a immediate, like, you know, like they can, so long as it, you know, passes our, you know, like our stuff. But I believe OnlyFans just lets you upload, and then if the video is flagged or the content is deemed unacceptable, then it's removed.
Okay. Yeah. Exactly. Do you see my message on the right side?
Yeah.
All right, I'm sending you a link. Click on that link, then you'll see the details of the package that I'm offering you on a discount if you, like, do it with me right now. So that includes basically everything you need, and I'll send you a copy of that, too, once we are on board.
Okay.
So that's
said,
a big...
You said it was...
Don't look at the price. Don't look at the price.
Yeah, okay. I was going to ask you. I was like, that says 24, man. We discussed less.
Yeah, I'm getting you a discount on that. Yeah, I'm getting you a discount because I'm authorized to get you the discount today because today we are offering up to like $500 to $600 discount on bigger packages. So here we go. Like if you sign up, you'll get that discount for sure.
And if I want to change anything on the site, like, you know, I want, you know, basically search options, things like that, tags for videos, so that like, you know, that's all in here.
Yeah, in here. Everything is in here. So that's why I understood.
Here, so.
That's why I understood first, like what exactly you need. Based on that, I'm offering you this. So there's nothing else you needed. But yeah, you can upgrade to this one later down the road. Come back to this site so I can show you the other one. Here's the other one. You can upgrade to this one too later down the road because that's an automated portal on which. You can just, like, simply go ahead and create the back-end portal, complete portal.
Yeah. And I've already got the URL. Like, I own the URL I want it to point
to.
Yeah,
the domain. Correct.
The domain for that. So I've got the .org address that I want to use for this.
Okay.
That I want it to
Can you type
to
in the chat?
To. Yeah, of course. Hold on.
All right.
It's not live right now, but there's nothing
on it.
Yeah,
of course. We are going to work on it, of course. I'm just, like, putting that in. Holy first, cool.
Yeah, I grabbed it because it was a joke between friends, and I was like, oh, I'll just grab it on YouTube, not on YouTube, but on Google real quick just because it's there. And, you know, it became less of a joke as time went on.
Exactly.
Because people were interested.
Yeah,
I
like the name.
Yeah. So, like, we want to make sure that, like, we have the full, like, you know, full e-commerce, all that kind of stuff, where we don't, where they can get paid and I can get paid and it's, you know, I can get paid through the subscriptions and they get paid through the people subscribing to them.
True.
You know, that's the idea.
Even, like, we have different ideas, like, creative ideas for the logo for this name as well, Only First.
Oh, yeah.
So it's going to be interesting, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
How about this? As soon as, like, we are going to share the website questionnaire with you, I will ask my team to share a logo questionnaire with you as well. So you can fill that out, like, what sort of colors would you like to see on the logo? What should be the look and feel of it? So based on your provided instructions, we can just, like, create a few examples, like, few concepts of the logo. So you can simply pick the one that you like the most, and we can finalize the logo from there.
Right. That sounds good. Yeah.
All right, Justin. So, I think we're good to go.
Oh, yeah. I think so, too.
So can you?
I think that's pretty much...
But, yeah, if you still have any questions about it, you can just, like, shoot them over before we get started.
All right. So I just have a few more, like, little things just to make sure I got everything down.
Please.
And, you know, like I said, I hate to be, like, that guy that's like, oh, my God, do you have this? Do you have this? Do you have this? And, like, you know, and you having to go, like, yeah, dude, it's fine, you know. I want to make sure that everything is good and there's nothing else I need to add or there's nothing else I need to, like,
just,
you know, to really worry about.
Just click on the above link and the first link that I sent you, whatever is mentioned in that package, you are getting that. And it will be
mentioned
in the invoice as well. But for example, if you're paying, once you pay it, you'll get the paid invoice from our finance team that will include everything that you are purchasing. So don't worry about it. That's my problem. I'll take care of that.
All right, that sounds good. And so I just hit place order and then put my name in.
No, don't do that. I'll take care of it because you're getting get under the discount. So I'm going to collect it over the phone from you.
Oh, okay, cool. All right, sounds good. And let me see what we need to do here. And you said this was 18?
The first package. Let me resend the link again. This one.
Yeah. This one?
Yeah.
All right, yeah.
Business website.
Yeah. And this will do everything that I need it to do, and they'll be able to, like, create content and all the rest of that, upload it, keep it on there, and have people do all their shit.
Yes, sir.
All right. That's,
but again, go ahead.
You guys can retrofit and upgrade later when we need that.
Yes, that's what I was about to say. Because once the developer is working on your site, and during working on the site, if there is any other thing required or if there is any upgrade required based on your requirements, then we'll go ahead and upgrade your package to it.
Okay. And how long did you say this was going to take?
I would say the first initial concept would take around a week or two. If you talk about the whole thing, then that might finish within 2 months from now.
2 months from now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because this is a custom work and that requires time.
Right. And you guys don't need the the source code for OnlyFans, right? Like,
Not really. If that's needed from the developing team to like keep an eye on like what the functionalities that they have been using for like for that, we might require the source code. But not that.
Right. Let's see. I was just curious because this was what I had found before. Let me just send this to you quickly over this.
Yeah, correct. If we need to know, okay. All right, let me look on that. So was your subscription, base creator, community platform. Okay. All right. Okay, so Cameo and OnlyFans on the go, highly customizable. Okay, so you have the login for this?
No, I was going to get this, but I wasn't sure if this was strictly necessary. If you need this, or you guys are, you know, if this decreases production time,
mm-hmm.
where this can just be almost turnkey, then we can talk about that.
Exactly. Yeah, that might help. That might help. So once we're like, once you finalize the initial design of the website, then we will have a short meeting on Zoom with my developer, me, and you, and your team, if you have one. Then we can talk about that.
Okay. Yeah, that should be fine. All right.
Perfect.
You want to go ahead and shoot?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so we want to go ahead and do this now?
Yeah, for sure. I just need to have your last name. Could you please type in? I just have your first name. All right. How do you pronounce it?
Ogle. O-G-L-E.
Ogle. Never heard of this name before.
That's all right. If you come to East Tennessee, you hear it a lot.
Oh, what do you do, by the way? Like, what else do you do? Like, what's your business and what's your job?
Oh, I own, like, a lot of hotels and things.
Oh, interesting. Are you married?
Nah.
That's what you
Not
did?
Yet.
You got this, buddy.
Yeah.
All right, so let me confirm your email address. That is wildren224@gmail.com. That will be the email address on which we will be contacting you, right?
That's correct.
And the best number to reach out, the same number that we are speaking on?
That's fine. Yes.
Okie dokie. All right, so as far as the payment is concerned, may I ask, like, how would you like to pay? Is there a credit card or a debit card?
I've got a debit card. I could use that one.
All right, same name, Justin Ogle?
Yes.
Any middle initial?
W.
W as in whiskey. Okie dokie, I'm ready with the numbers whenever you are.
All right, it is 4806.
Mm-hmm.
3900.
Mm-hmm.
0126.
Mm-hmm.
4699.
What is the expiration date on that?
06/23/23,
and the back end CVV, please?
225.
Sorry, come again?
225.
225, got it. What's the billing zip code?
37865.
37865. All right, before I charge you anything, let me check, like, if there's any other discount available, because based on the zip codes, we get multiple discounts. Let me see what I can get for you.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Okay, so basically, we are getting a 40% discount on the automated interactive portal. So, all right. Okay, here's the thing. So, yeah, so you get the 40% discount on the complete portal, like, that we are talking about. So you can get the complete web app that we are talking about, like, future, for the future purpose. So
yeah.
Once we create the web app, like, initially, and forget about the basic website that we are talking about, so you can get that for, like, up to 40% off. And let me send you something just to confirm. So basically the price of that package is around like $8,000, but I can get you that package in just like $3,000 based on the discount that you're getting. But I want you to see like what exactly that is before we proceed. Hold on a second, please.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
And
yeah, go ahead. Sorry, you were saying something?
Yeah, I was saying just like that, like, you know, if we can get this up and running relatively quickly, then we can beat out some competition. And
absolutely, yes, for sure.
A lot of these people have big ideas, but they don't want to pull the trigger.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm pretty excited that you are ready to proceed further on this, and you don't need to think about like more of it, and you're excited to get this started once again. So here's the link. Can you click on it, please?
Oh, yeah, I've already got it, man.
So basically, this is the one that you're getting a 40 to 50% off on it, and even 60, I guess. That's from my site. So that is simply a web app by which you will be getting each and everything based on your requirements. So this is the final thing. So that web app can be switched to a mobile application at any time you want, with just like a small payment later down the road.
Right.
So this is something like which can get you like what exactly you want, and I'll get you the logos and I would say a short explainer video which will explain your business in a short 15 to 20 second animated 3D motion graphic video that we are going to animate for you. That will be a free from my side if you purchase this one. So I will get the branding for your business, the complete design, and of course the video. That would be mandatory from my side, complimentary, and we can get you a guaranteed discount on it. So you can like copy, paste everything which is included in this package, and you'll get you that.
Yeah, that'd be something that we'd probably want to move to later. For right now, we'll probably just like try to get the website up and just see what the interest we have before we overinvest.
Sounds great to me.
If we overinvest and like the people are just not there for it, and they just they're just not here for it, or something like that, then I will have tossed like 6,000 or something more, it won't have done anything. So
it's not about the money, it's just about the right thing that you're getting. It's not about like the 6,000. Like I don't want to like take money out of your pocket right here. I just want to get you what exactly you want. And if you like the work, then you're more than welcome. Whatever you want to pay us, please go ahead. I would truly appreciate it.
if this website works the way I think it will, and you said just like with the business website, they're going to be able to create the content. They're going to be able to have people are going to be able to subscribe to them, and they're going to get paid because of the subscriptions that they get.
That's right.
And their subscription to us pays us. And if that does well, then we're going to be coming back to you guys and going like, hey, man, it's just like, and you said your name is Thomas, was it?
Yep, Thomas.
And it's just like, I'll be like, hey, Thomas, it's Justin. I need your help. I need you to go ahead and update this site. We're going to go full bore on this thing. You know, this is what we're doing. You
exactly.
Know, I need
that's how you make business. If I provide you the right work, if I satisfy you with the first work, then there are hundreds of other projects coming from your site, and you can reference as you, like other people, your family and friends, to work with us too.
Oh yeah, if you do this, if you get this, if you guys manage to swing hard on this for me, then I'm definitely going to be coming back to you guys again in the future to update my site to make any personal repairs or anything like that. And, you know, obviously, like, you know, are we going to be using, like an SQL kind of database?
Like, your developer will let you know about it once he's in touch with you.
Right.
Because there's,
sure.
As I said, he will be assigned on this, and, of course, we will arrange a Zoom meeting with you, and your developer will speak with you in detail because, like, he knows better than me, of course.
All right, cool. And how much was that total now?
Well, it's $1,800 for now, but I'm thinking to add the logo designs and the complete stationery because that's the branding that is needed because that is your branding, I would say, and that's the brand identity you need for OnlyFirst. So that's usually for like $400, like the total package. I can make it $200, so we can just like create a total amount of $2,000 for you, and we can get you the logo and branding too, include it.
Yeah, if you
that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, we've got I've got actually like quite literally professional artists like you know with us.
It's just too quick. Try us.
Yeah.
I would say.
Okay. All right. Well, if you want to do that, then we can do that. But if you're going to do it that way, I'd prefer you use a different card then. If that's okay.
Yeah, for sure. I didn't use anything yet. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. All right. It's going to be 3713.
Mm-hmm.
3355.
Mm-hmm.
9114.
Mm-hmm.
018.
Okay, that's an Amex?
Yeah, it is.
All right, what's the expiration date?
06/25. 06/25,
and the CVV behind that?
5058.
5058, and the billing zip code 37865, right?
No, 37863.
37863. All right, perfect. Let me see. 2160 is the total amount, including the state tax. Let me just forward this information to my finance, and once the payment is charged, I'll get back to you. Can you hold on for like 2-3 minutes?
You say 2160? I'm just making a note of this stuff.
Yeah, 2160, including taxes. 2000 for
and
the
including
tax,
taxes.
And 160 is the 8%
for,
of the
per state.
2000.
Yeah, okay.
All right, hold on a second.
Sounds good, man.
Hey, thanks for staying on the line with me. Are you there?
Sure. Yeah.
All right. There was, I guess, the card was declined due to some error. So did you receive any message from the bank? Do you need to approve it if you're making an online payment?
No.
Oh, you might need to call them too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me just reconfirm everything before you call them. So first number is 3713. 3355. Okay.
3713-3355.
9114-018.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's all good.
All right, so I can simply put you in a hold, so you can call your bank and let them know that you're trying to make an online payment, and they can remove
let me call you right back if I possibly can, and I'll get this kind of sorted out, because this is a card that's shared between like myself and my mom, so I need to make sure that this is like she's not getting like some sort of thing, so I need to call her and figure that out. And if I can keep this window open with this chat with you, and I could
tap the message, and I'll call you.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks, man.
No problem.
Appreciate it.
No problem. Right. Take care.